Phil is a former general manager in the National Football League. What do you think the job that John Idzik has done since taking over the Jets last January?
Well, I think it's tough when a general manager is brought in and the coach is already on board. And I think John has handled that extremely well. And to me, the general public and the media always tries to put these two at odds. But behind the scenes, I think they've actually had a seamless transition. They work well together. I think John handles a lot of the off-the-field type stuff. Rex coaches the team on the field, and it seems to me to be a better-than-advertised partnership.
Some people in Jets Nation were a little bit impatient in free agency because they see a lot of cap room. In fact, we sit here right now in the summer, and the Jets have more than $20 million in cap space. What would you say to the Jets fan base right now?
Well, I think the Jets, as a team and as an organization, most of these clubs are going to say right player, right price. And during free agency, they did not find the players that they were looking for, with the exception of a couple of players like an Eric Decker, who they think will be a reliable target for whichever quarterback is under center. But at the same time, John Idzik's trying to take a long-term look at his roster versus the win-now mentality. And, of course, the voices are a lot louder in New York than they are in other cities across the league. So it makes it a tougher job maybe than what most people realize. And the other thing that happens is Rex Ryan has a strong personality. He and his coaching staff, they're going to have opinions on players as well. And so John has to take a balanced look at what they're saying versus what his personnel staff is bringing to the table, then try to put it to one common solution.
Do you like that philosophy of building through the draft and remaining judicious in free agency?
Well, I think for long-term success, it is the way to go. And at a certain point, when the Jets feel like that they've built enough of a roster and they are one player away, then you go out and grab maybe a free agent that you really want to target and bring to your club. But there's no question the draft is the lifeblood. It's the one consistent way of acquiring players on a year-to-year basis. And if you put an emphasis on it, then it becomes a part of your culture as your organization, the people in your building start to say, hey, the draft is coming up. It begins to be more emphasized than other parts of ways to bring players onto your team. So, you know, I know in my experiences at the Ravens and then to some extent at the Browns, you know, the draft was kind of the apex of the year. So there was a lot of emphasis put on it, and I think you have to do that as an organization.